Thanksgiving was last week, and for some, it marks the official start of the holiday season. For one group in particular, it is definitely the beginning of a very busy season. Officers with the Fayetteville Police Department are on high alert Thanksgiving through Super Bowl Sunday, patrolling for those that might be driving under the influence of too much alcohol. Family gatherings and holiday parties are a time that many partake in festive spirits, only to get in their vehicles when the party is over and make their way home. Corporal Curtis Sutley is one of about 120 patrol officers with the city of Fayetteville. He says the department does have more officers on traffic duty during this two-month busy season, and that they're on high alert for traffic violations.
As opposed to other areas of enforcement that other officers enjoy doing and try to focus on throughout the year, traffic enforcement becomes a higher priority for us during the holiday seasons.
An officer must have probable cause to pull someone over. They can't simply sit by a bar and pull a car over just because the driver walked out of an establishment that serves alcohol. During a typical week, Fayetteville sees about 20 driving while intoxicated arrests. But during a busy week, they can see up to 40. With 2,212 DWI arrests in 2012, compared to the almost 12,000 seen statewide, Fayetteville sees more DWI arrests than any city in the state. Fayetteville prosecuting attorney Casey Jones says it isn't just because it's a college town.
It's not just college students. You have people come from other parts of the state and certainly other parts of the region because this is a popular place. We have a big entertainment industry. You have Dixon Street, you know, a lot of restaurants and the rest of it. So people come here and probably have a little too much to drink. And so we have, and on top of that, we do have a university, and that results, I think, in a higher number.
The cops aren't just patrolling campus or Dixon Street. Here's Corporal Sutley.
I patrol as many of the major thoroughfares as I can, but DWI is something that is not just a local problem. It's not a downtown problem. I've arrested DWIs on every street in this city, it seems like, but it's people traveling to, from, coming into, and going back out again.
Contrary to what some may believe, officers aren't just out there to get us. Driving while intoxicated is dangerous. Jones says that in 2010, the number of fatalities from automobile wrecks in the United States was the same as it was in the last year of the Eisenhower administration.
Now consider that. Our population was much less than it was in the last year of the Eisenhower administration. We drive a lot more miles per capita, and we have a lot more cars and a lot more roads that those cars travel on. Yet our deaths were the same as that. Why is that? Well, three things. One is cars are better made. The second thing is enforcement of seatbelt laws and the fact that we have seatbelts in vehicles, which they didn't have back then. But another thing is organizations like MAD forcing police departments and prosecutors to pay more attention to DWIs. And as a result of that, people are much more likely to get home because there's less drunk drivers out there.
It's also a change in culture. Watching a television show like Mad Men, which is set in the 1960s, you'll see the characters having cocktails in their offices at, say, 11 a.m. or 2 p.m. It's pretty much unheard of these days. Jones credits organizations like MAD, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, to changing behaviors that were previously joked about.
One of the biggest changes I've seen in Fayetteville is the advent of cab companies. And I think that's, who knows how many lives that has changed. Certainly has saved people thousands of dollars in fines and attorney's fees and the rest of it.
A quick Google search results in four cab companies with an address in Fayetteville. But say you choose to drive and you see those flashing blue lights behind the car. What can you expect?
You go through a series of questions with people. You identify yourself and explain why it is that you've stopped somebody. You start paying attention to everything around you, including where they're coming from, but how are they speaking? Are there any odors coming out of the vehicle, such as the odor of intoxicants or, in some cases, drugs? And you just go through a series of questions with them and make a determination then whether or not they need to come out of the car and go through a battery of field sobriety tests or if they're okay and send them down the road.
Those tests are the horizontal gaze nystagmus test, the walk and turn test, and the one-leg stand. Fail those, and you get a ride in the back of a police car straight to the police department inside the Washington County Jail. At that point, a breath test is given to test blood alcohol level. Anything over a percentage of 0.08 is legally intoxicated, 0.02 for those under the legal drinking age of 21. Sometimes it is heard that someone refused to blow, which is illegal and a charge in of itself. It's called violation of implied consent. By getting a driver's license, drivers are committing to taking that test.
But a lot of people think that by not taking the test, somehow they're going to get out of that DWI. I think Fayetteville probably has a higher rate of refusals, people refusing to take the test, than any other city in the state. And I think that's because they come from their whatever town they're from, and their uncle, who's a lawyer, who says, oh, when you go up there, if you get a DWI, whatever you do, don't take the test. That might have been true 15 years ago, but it's not true now. There's been case law that says refusal to take the test is a sign that you're probably DWI.
In a DWI trial, that refusal can actually be used as evidence against someone, and the chances of being convicted are pretty good. In the last 5 years, Jones has seen driving while intoxicated charges increase in regards to those that are a result of drugs rather than alcohol.
The DWIs have changed from just being the guy that had a six-pack out at the lake and was driving home to perhaps somebody who borrowed his brother's ADHD medicine, had a couple of beers, smoked half a joint, and maybe took somebody else's Xanax. And in combination, one of those things by themselves might not be enough to affect their driving, but a combination of those things, we're seeing more and more of that. Where somebody might blow well below the legal limit of 0.08 when it comes to alcohol, they might blow a 0.04, 0.03, but they have other substances in their system which is affecting their ability to drive.
All ramifications are set by the state. The Omnibus DWI Act in Arkansas, which went into effect in 1983. It states that anything over the legal blood alcohol content level, 0.08, will result in a charge of driving while intoxicated. A first offense results in a minimum 1 day, but up to 365-day jail sentence. Usually the arrest serves as credit for that day served.
Your second one is a minimum of 10 days and a maximum of a year. The third is 90 to a year. But last year, there's been some changes in the law. Up until last year, if you had someone under the age of 16, you had a minimum of 10 days in jail. But with the help of David Whitaker, a state rep here, I wrote a law which if somebody is injured as a result of being involved in a DWI, in other words, you have a passenger and you had an accident and they somehow bloodied their nose, you're looking at a minimum of 30 days in jail and a maximum of a year. And if you're seriously injured, that now falls under the battery second and becomes a felony. Because we thought that DWIs where someone's actually hurt should be treated differently and be treated a little more seriously.
As Jones mentioned earlier, it isn't cheap monetarily speaking. Court costs alone are $330. The average fine is $400, but it can be up to $1,000. Those guilty of a DWI will also spend money on alcohol classes that are required to get the license back. And car insurance goes up, more so if there was a refusal to blow. Many offenders plead guilty before ever stepping up against Jones and his team. But for the cases that do go to court, he relies heavily on the reports written by the Fayetteville police officers. When Corporal Sutley arrived at the prosecutor's office, he was friendly with the staff and appeared to know his way around. A good relationship with the prosecutor's office, he says, helps to more efficiently give them what they need. At the beginning of his 20 years as city prosecutor, Jones remembers an older cop telling him, "We'll catch him, you clean him." As a result, Jones has never had an officer question what is going on in his office. They understand that their jobs are important, and they understand the roles of government. To bypass the problem of a potential DWI, Jones says to either have a teetotaler for your date to holiday parties, or just have one drink.
The insidious thing about alcohol is not just your physical impairment, it impairs your judgment. And what happens is you know that you shouldn't drive on, but you have one drink and you know that. But the odd thing is 3, 4, 5 drinks and you start thinking, well, you know, I'm good to go. I'm not that impaired. And you might not seem to be that impaired. It's not driving while commode-hugging drunk. It's driving while intoxicated, and intoxication is 0.08. And so the best bet, if you're going to drink at all, just don't drive.
Casey Jones is Fayetteville City Prosecutor, and Corporal Curtis Sutley is a member of the Fayetteville Police Department. This is Ozarks at Large.